Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 10th of March. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Hope you bear with me this evening, folks. I think I have a little bit of a cold settling in here. I have a bit of a headache and feel a little sniffly and all those kind of things. But I said, what the hell, I'm going to do the show anyway, since I am awake and presumably you are awake out there listening as well. Just have a few items to run by you here this evening. Been shuffling papers around here in my little office at home and have not really had time to prepare for any substantial extended rant as I often do. So if you have some idea about something that you believe need to be said just so badly or maybe not so badly, you're welcome to call in here. The number, as I suspect you know, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Did read today that Bernie Madoff is supposed to plead guilty to securities fraud, and they say he faces 150 years in jail. But, you know, I was telling my friend, the credulous lad, who believes that Israel and Jews do no wrong, and if they do wrong, they have to be excused for it because, well, there was a Holocaust, and after all, they're God's chosen people and this and that. I'm slightly exaggerating his point of view, but as I told the credulous lad today, maybe Bernie Madoff should be given a Congressional Medal of Honor, considering the fact that he evidently made off with the fortune of Elie Wiesel, the professional Holocaust advocate. I call him a Holocaust advocate because he's always advocating about the Holocaust. He's a Holocaust enthusiast. And as I say, I would think that people would be delighted to learn that Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews. Not even close. We had a very interesting conversation here last night with Carolyn Yeager. Carolyn, of course, has written and is writing for the Barnes Review. I've never met Carolyn other than to talk to her here in the program, and we've had some email exchanges, but she's a very interesting lady and good advocate for the truth, for the facts. And I appreciate that she came on last evening and filled us in about the lack of evidence put forth in this new, silly new book entitled Holocaust by Bullets. We're going to be going to a break momentarily here, folks. I do have a couple, as I say, a couple minor things to run by you, which I'll do after we come back from the break. I did have one thought, though. I was reading in the Washington Post the other day. They have a children's page, and they had this picture of a salamander, and they mentioned that some animals, like reptiles in particular, can grow back body parts if they lose one. And I, you know, it occurred to me, I was just wondering if someone were to cut off Eric Hufschmidt's hand, if his hand would grow back. Someone really should throw holy water on that guy. fill up a tank and spray him with holy water. Well, we are going to the break here momentarily, folks, and if you want to call in, please feel free to do it. We have some callers lining up right now. The number here is 800-313-9443. And I will remind you to check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. Just a selection of the stories that appear in the paper. And also check out the website of the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. So we are going to go to the break, folks, and please, please remember, pay attention to our commercial sponsors because they do help keep this network in operation. Okay, folks, we are going to the break. We'll see you when we get back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, following our conversation with Carolyn Yeager last evening, we talked in the course of that conversation about this constant perpetuation of lies, big and small, regarding the events of history. And it reminded me of a story which we have often heard so many times about how Adolf Hitler snubbed Jesse Owens at the 1936 Olympics held in Berlin. And, of course, the story is that Hitler was just absolutely bent out of shape because Owens had done well and defeated the Aryans and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I found this excellent little summary of what really happened. As this gentleman, Alfred Condor, has written in his book, Talmudism, Communism, and Zionism, printed about 10 years ago. According to the official present-day Jewish written history, Adolf Hitler used the Olympic Games to promote the National Socialist theory of Aryan racial superiority. We are sure that this was why he became enraged when the black American Jesse Owens won 3 gold medals. According to the story, Hitler refused to shake Owens' hand and left the Games. This story is still repeated in books and newspapers and hundreds of articles on the internet and on television, which usually provides an unrelated film clip of Hitler walking away from the games. But the truth is that the American press of 1936 lied. After the opening day of the 1936 Olympics, the winners were escorted to Hitler's box to be personally congratulated by the German Führer. But International Olympic Committee President Count Henri de Ballet-Latour of Belgium told Hitler he should not be congratulating any of the athletes, that it was, in fact, a violation of Olympic rules. After that, Hitler left his box each day without congratulating anyone. So when Jesse Owens won his medals, Hitler did not invite him to his box to shake hands. However, Owens fondly remembers that when he passed his reviewing stand, Adolf Hitler stood up and personally waved a greeting. Owens proudly returned the salute. Let me repeat that, ladies and gentlemen, paraphrasing. Adolf Hitler, the evil Adolf Hitler, the most racist, nasty, dirtiest, rotten creature ever to walk on the face of the planet, stood up and personally waved a greeting to black American Olympic runner Jesse Owens. And Owens proudly returned the salute. Many years after the Olympic Games, Owens told a reporter that he had been treated much more cordially in Germany than in the United States, and that Hitler had behaved as a gentleman toward him. He also remarked that he had no idea who first told the lie about Hitler refusing to shake his hand because he was never invited to do so, but added that he wasn't invited to the White House to shake hands with President Roosevelt either. A very small story, ladies and gentlemen, a story of actually no historic significance. And yet it has been told and retold in the false version, as this writer has pointed out, endless times on the internet and in books and in articles, everywhere you can find it. But Jesse Owens himself said the story was not true and that Mr. Hitler actually stood up and personally waved a greeting to him. And I tell you something that I learned some time ago. You know who Adolf Hitler's favorite entertainer was? Now everybody's saying, oh, it was probably some German Aryan opera singer, or maybe they said, oh, I'll bet you it's Richard Wagner, that racist anti-Semitic composer. No, the story I'm told by a friend of mine who was alive at the time and had reason to know about it, Adolf Hitler's favorite entertainer was a black American dancer named Pegleg Bates. Now, put that in your computer, ladies and gentlemen, because it doesn't compute with everything else you've heard, does it? Just another one of those funny little stories that have really nothing to do with anything, and yet they do point towards reality, a reality that is starkly different from the myths and the lies that we get in the mainstream media in America. And yet, as I feel compelled to point out time and time and time again, there are so many people in the alternative broadcasting movement, in alternative patriot nationalist writings, etc., whatever you want to call it, who continue to buy so much of the lies and the garbage that have been passed down to us by people who want us to be confused, because that is part of the agenda, to keep us divided, keep the misinformation out there. That's most unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. But like I say, again, to repeat myself, I'm going to keep on telling the truth, or at least what I believe to be the truth, and present the facts. And more often than not, I find myself checking multiple sources and not just on the internet. This is part of the problem with the internet. People see multiple sites on the internet citing the same facts, and yet oftentimes
those quote-unquote facts are coming from the very first source in the first place, such as the legend that Sarah Palin was actually the granddaughter of Lithuanian Jewish immigrants. No truth to that story whatsoever, at least not based upon the material that was appearing on the Internet. But I can tell you there were more than a few people who sent me angry emails saying, well, I found it on several sites, several completely different sites. Yeah, well, that's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. It used to be that old parlor game where you whispered into Johnny's ear that that Mary was the prettiest girl in the room, and by the time the story got whispered to everybody else, Mary was the ugliest girl in the room, and she had given birth to an illegitimate son by a Roman soldier. That's how that works, folks. You know, see, it's just we've really got to be careful out there. But of course, then again, who cares about the facts? I mean, you know, we can. I just saw a story. Some very nice people did an interesting and very friendly promotion of my book, Target Trafficked. And they said Mike Piper wrote a wonderful book about Jim Trafficked and shows why Jim Trafficked was prosecuted, because Jim Trafficked got up on the floor of Congress and gave a speech saying that the nation was bankrupt and it was all the fault of the Federal Reserve System, which was an illegally, unconstitutionally established program of the international bankers. Well, you know, the thing is, I appreciate that promotion of my book, but I have to say my book doesn't say anything about Jim Trafficked giving a speech on the floor of Congress saying those things, because of the fact that Jim Trafficked did not say those things. Jim Trafficked made a passing reference to the nation's economic turmoil when he did, in fact, speak on the floor of Congress on one occasion. And then someone somewhere decided to write a lengthy exposition putting forth their quite correct view of the Federal Reserve and attribute it to Jim Trafficked. And yet the story still circulates on the Internet, and we get letters all the time at American Free Press from people who have read my book, and they say, oh, it's a great book, but you forgot to mention Jim Trafficked's speech. No, I didn't forget to mention Jim Trafficked's speech, because he didn't make such a speech. And then people get mad because I say that he didn't, because they want to believe that he did. Oh, life is tough, ladies and gentlemen. Life is tough. Okay, well, one more little story here, which I think, again, it means nothing, and yet it means everything. The New York Times on March 8th had a story entitled The Little Mr. Conservative, with a very large, practically half-page picture of a kid named Jonathan Krohn, K-R-O-H-N. It says a 14-year-old political pundit is long in energy, but has no cell phone of his own. Apparently, they gave him a very big hello at the Conservative Political Action Conference, and now he is going to be a radio talk show host down in Florida. He's a conservative. Turns out Mr. Krohn, little Mr. Krohn here, he's a Jewish Christian, he says. His mother was Jewish, who converted to being a Baptist. And now he's a Jewish Christian, and he's now been turned into a great big conservative. This is, I guess the point is, folks, what I'm making here is that isn't it amazing how the mass media can create someone overnight and make them into a celebrity? There's a Jonathan Krohn fan club on Facebook. Jon Stewart has already poked fun at him. And he's got a book coming out. God. Oh, my God. The new Rush Limbaugh, except he's 14 years old. Nice Jewish Christian. All right, we're going to the break. Feel free to call in here, folks. We are going to the calls when we return.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, just to remind you that RBN is making available these business cards that you can use to promote RBN. They're available at $8 per hundred. You can get them by calling RBN at 800-724-2719 or drop them a note with a donation at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, you can get that address and telephone number on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. Speaking of websites, I've been meaning to mention this for a while. There's a very interesting website. It can be found at nordwave.net, N-O-R-D-W-A-V-E. Nordwave.net. It's got a very interesting assembly of a lot of things. There's radio links. There's a forum, a discussion forum. There's one particularly interesting item that I would refer you to. It's called Elements of a New Social Order, and it's written by A.G. Hassinger, who actually spoke at the Barnes Review American Free Press Conference we held in Washington, a joint conference held by the Barnes Review and American Free Press a year or two ago. In fact, John Stadtmiller spoke there as well. A lot of people spoke there. But this Elements of a New Social Order is it's a think piece. It's kind of it's a platform. It's an expression of an overall point of view that is very, very well written. covers a lot of ground. It's not too long to read. It's only like 6 pages. And it's just well worth taking a look at. I don't necessarily agree with everything that's in it. I would probably write things differently. I would probably add things. I would take some things away. Who knows? But needless to say, I would recommend that you check it out. That's NordWave, N-O-R-D-W-A-V-E, NordWave.net. Anyway, that having been said, we are going to go to the phones. Our first caller here tonight is Rick from Ohio. Rick, how are you tonight?
Hey, Michael.
What's going on?
At NordWave.net. I was just there this morning. Very good website.
That's a great website, yeah.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. Do you think that, I'll make a statement first and then ask you a question. Do you think that millions upon millions of immigrants coming into our country who do not respect our ways, our culture, our people, our laws, and all they want to do is bring in their criminal ways, their drug pushing, do you think they're good for our country?
No, of course not. You know,
do you think maybe 40 or 50 million Americans might say that they're not good for our country on any day of the week?
Well, you know what? I don't think that a lot of Americans actually understand how bad it's getting until it actually happens in their own communities.
Yeah, well, that's why I put the figure at about 40 or 50 million.
Yeah,
you hear people every day in this country express that they don't believe that that's a great idea, bringing in all these immigrants. I think we can agree that there's a lot of that out there, right?
You know what it is, though? I tell you what I think is happening, though, and I've seen this happen in one small community that I'm familiar with. When there are these cultural problems and then the crime that has followed the increased immigration and just all these different things that affect local communities, their budgets and everything, there's always the political gun, the gun of political correctness, I should say, that is enforced so that when anybody does raise any questions about it, they are immediately shot down. The local newspapers will editorialize against racism and say that we're all the descendants of immigrants and we should welcome everybody.
Michael?
Yeah.
I think we got it good here. I think we're lucky that all they can do is call us names in their filthy newspapers, which are losing circulation every day, by the way.
That's true.
In Europe, they go to prison for 4.5 to 6 years for saying such things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yesterday, March 9th, a 23-year-old soldier, ex-soldier from Finland, came to the United States, and he decided to stay here rather than go back to Finland to face 4.5 years in prison because they want to put him in prison for 4.5 years for hate crimes because he made the statement that these immigrants and all their criminal activity in our country running around gang raping our women is not good for our country, or something to that effect.
That's right. Henrik Halopa. I've met Henrik. He's a very nice young man.
Henrik Halopa. Yes, sir. We got to get this story out. I got the phone number here for the Finnish embassy in Washington. I think we should flood them with phone calls. What do you think about that?
Well, I certainly think so, although you know what the real problem here is? He was picked up by American immigration and put in handcuffs and leg irons. And you know what's really sad about this is that Henrik was living up in central Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania, rural western Pennsylvania. In fact, he's sharing a house with my friends John DeNugent and Margaret Huffstickler, who've been guests on this program. He had a scheduled appearance for seeking asylum on July 21st. So he has actually filed for asylum here in the United States, and yet they have gone ahead and picked him up. Hey, Rick, please hang on for the break, if you would.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. We have Rick from Ohio on. Rick, it's very interesting. I was actually planning to talk about Henry Kalopa's case. But I was going to wait till I got some further information on it from John DeNugent, but I'm glad you brought it up. For those who are listening, I'm going to spell Henrik's name. It's Henrik, H-E-N-R-I-K, H-E-N-R-I-K. And his last name, Jalapa, is spelled H-O-L-A-P-P-A, H-O-L-A-P-P-A. I'm going to give John DeNugent's email address because John is very much on top of the case, being a good friend and, in many respects, a mentor to Henrik. John is, according to an email I have from John, he is, in fact, getting ready to post a major story about what has happened, all the deep specifics of this really sad case. Sad story, another case of someone being persecuted on the basis of these phony, fallacious, fraudulent, filthy hate crimes. I was going to throw in another F word there to describe them, but I remind myself that we're on the air. John DeNugent's website is, or John DeNugent's email address, if you want to contact him, is John, J-O-H-N, at johndenugent.com. His last name is DeNugent, and in the email address, it's DeNugent, john@johndenugent.com. And there will be much, much more about this case. So anyway, Rick, thanks for calling this in. It is certainly worth discussing. You go ahead. You were about to make a couple points.
Well, you mentioned ICE being involved. Well, maybe we should not only flood the office telephones of the Finnish embassy about this, because after all, they did a certain Zionist-oriented fellow over there push these charges against Henrik. So they are definitely involved. And it is their crazy ADL-style laws that puts people away for 4.5 years for trying to defend their own land and their own people. Plus, maybe we should flood ICE phone numbers, their offices with phone calls, and maybe why not all those Congress critters in D.C.? Because this is the greatest hypocrisy. This is the greatest sellout to the globalist police state that can be imagined. The whole purpose of the United States of America was people could come over here and not be persecuted by countries over there. That was the idea.
You know, this is the funny thing about it. I open up the Washington Post and the Washington Times and the New York Times every day, and they're talking about totalitarianism in this country and that country, and how isn't it terrible that people don't have freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to anyone who crosses the line of political correctness.
Yes, I don't think
the whole damned media, they completely do not report on any cases like this, or else they demonize the person in question. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with Henrik. And you know, as I say, I met him on one occasion. He visited the American Free Press office. Right after he came to the United States. He's a very, very nice, smart fellow. No beast at all. And yet here he is being treated like a major criminal.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody other than United States police agencies arresting Guillermo Rudolph or Ernst Zundel or Henry Kalapa for deportation to these countries to be persecuted. The United States government is directly involved in this globalism, this transgression against all human rights, and we need to stand up and do something about it now. This ADL, the neighborist type laws that they've enacted in Europe, they're trying to enact them right now, as Reverend Ted Pike of truthtellers.org has been trying to alert people to. They're trying to sneak those in again. We've got to stand up. We've got to get the name Henrik Kalapa well known. People have to look into this, investigate it. In fact, I've got a letter here from Henrik. I would like to read it if we had time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me bring it up. Oh, wrong one. Hold on, let me make another click. Here we go. Okay, this is a letter from Henrik Kalapa. My family has served Finland as soldiers for centuries. Kalapa is actually a place name in my ancient Scandinavian country. I find myself in America for two reasons. One, I always wanted to visit this vast and fascinating country, an offshoot of Europe that has changed the whole world. Two, there is no freedom of speech now in Finland except to discuss the weather, and I face 4.5 years in prison if I return to my homeland. I dared from 2005 on to ask publicly why our white, clean, modern, crime-free Scandinavian country needs to let in immigrants from Sudan, Somalia, and Turkey who viciously gang-rape white Finnish women. There was no gang rape in Finland for thousands of years before this recent influx. I say it is the immigrant gang rapists who are the racist, and they are the women haters by degrading, raping, and disrespecting the beautiful white girls and women who are the natives of my nation. I say it is they who hate, who are extremely dangerous, and should go to prison and then go home immediately. But the Finnish government, which is fanatically politically correct, calls me, a 23-year-old Finn, a racist and extremely dangerous for saying out loud what almost all Finns really think and say privately, but are now afraid to say publicly anymore. This fear began in 1995 when the media pushed the Finnish parliament into passing so-called hate speech laws. The politically correct government now calls me a white supremacist, suggesting I think the white race is best. But I see black, brown, and yellow white supremacists. I see immigrants all moving voluntarily to white countries, to every white country around the world, and to only white countries. They literally crawl through the desert, climb into sweltering metal shipping containers, and paddle rafts in little boats, all to try and enter any white nation they can. Who then, by their actions, act as if the white countries were best? Who shows an absolute preference for white countries, for all white countries, even preferring death to staying in their original country? I advocate that third world people should instead love and feel pride in their own races and fix their own social problems, not import them here. I am glad if Finland and America, England, France, or Australia help suffering third world countries, but if they bring us their violence, drugs, crime, hate, anti-white racism, and white supremacism to us, these guests have worn out their welcome. In America, I am now seeking freedom and protection for my right to oppose all hate-based racism, all violence towards women, all white supremacism by any race, and all intolerance, no matter what race practices them. And I embrace this great, great country that was founded by and for Europeans like me in the 1600s. Europeans like me have come here for 400 years, fitting in, seeking freedom to speak out, to protest wrongs, and to say one's opinion without the police knocking on the door the next day. I have already had my home searched 3 times. I have been arrested for 3 days, kept in a cell with the light burning day and night with no way to call a lawyer. And I was told in June that the top prosecutor in Finland, Mika Ilman, will get me so as to make an example of racist. Yet he belongs to the Jewish people, and his people in Israel crush the Palestinians every day with tanks and anti-Arab racism and torture. Amnesty International has put Israel on the list of torturing governments every year, every single year, since 1963. In Israel, non-Jews are not even allowed to marry Jews or convert them to any other religion. If Israel openly calls itself a Jewish state, can Finland also stay a Finnish state? I hope America will now protect the young man who opposes gang rape in Finland by violent, women-hating, undesirable immigrants who still opposes it via the Internet to his homeland and who now seeks to shield American women from the same violence and racism. And I spend time here to warn Americans that the madness of political correctness will lead to throwing them, too, in prison for their views. America, for 400 years, you have been, as your national anthem says at the end, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But if I go back and am brave in Finland, I will not stay free for long. It is time for Americans to stay brave, so at least their country can stay free. And part of that freedom is a woman's absolute right to walk without fear on the streets of her own city, without a gang of foreign men stalking her to rape her, or make lascivious comments about her, or call her a whore because she does not dress and cover up her whole body Muslim style, or convert to the religion of Islam. I am here also to remind Americans not to lose their freedoms to political correctness as my country has. For the alternative would be prison for them too, rape for their women and girls, and eternal fear of their own government. That's a letter from Henry Kalapa.
I'm glad you read that. You know, the amazing thing about this is that this guy is not in this country fleeing charges of being involved in a gang rape. He's opposing this apparently it's an epidemic of gang rape.
He's in trouble for speaking out against
it. Yeah, and this guy faces prison, and this
he's
is, you know, Americans
for denouncing criminals, violent, vicious criminals.
And Americans simply do not understand that the Anti-Defamation League...
They're going to rally around Henry Kalapa now, or they will lose their rights and find themselves in his same shoes a year down the road, 2 years down the road, or 6 months down the road. But eventually, they're going to find themselves in the same position he's in. Time is now to rally around Henry Kalapa and say, enough is enough.
Yeah, he's just a nice young man, and to see this happening to him.
Posted on Nordwave.net, isn't on the front page there?
What? I'm sorry.
I believe they have a story posted on the front page.
Oh, really? Okay, well, see, I hadn't been on NordWave's site today. I'm glad you mentioned that. So people can check that story out right now, I guess, at NordWave.net.
Yeah, let me go there right now, and I'll tell you if it's on now. I was just there this morning, but I was looking at different sites also.
Okay.
As soon as I type in here.
Yeah, this is quite a story, and it's people think, oh, well, this is happening in Finland. No, it's happening in the United States as well. This political correctness run amok is setting the stage for real police state style legislation that they've been cranking out for years and years. I was talking here the other night on this program about these efforts by the ADL to institute this kind of legislation. Above and beyond hate crimes, folks. This is what you have to remember. We're not just talking about your standard hate crime legislation here, where people can be prosecuted with additional charges because they have committed an act of violence and used racial terminology. What they're now trying to do is even make it criminal to say things which can be perceived to be quote-unquote hateful. And that's very scary. And that is totalitarianism, ladies and gentlemen. And that's something patriots should be fighting. Patriots should instead stop fighting Adolf Hitler, who's been dead since 1945. No, he didn't live out his years on an American Indian reservation or in an American national forest somewhere. Adolf Hitler's been dead since 1945. We need to fight the people who are instituting these hate crimes laws, these laws governing political correctness. Rick, are you there?
I don't see it here, Michael. They must either... I don't see the story here at NordWave.
Okay, well,
I saw
in any
on,
case, people can write...
John, one of the sites I was on this morning.
People can, though, write John DeNugent. He's on top of it. As I say, he's a very good friend of Henrik's. And,
well, I understand the American Free Press is going to be covering it.
I think so. I would be surprised
if
they
did. By
the
way, did you get my message today?
What's that?
Did you get my message down at the office today?
No, I didn't. I didn't go into the AFP office today. No.
Okay, I left a message down there for you, and I never can get you to answer your phone.
Yeah, I slept all day today, Rick.
Well, I'll call you this morning about 3 o'clock. How's that?
What's that?
I'll call you about 3 a.m. Is that
no,
right?
I hope I'll be sound asleep by then. Listen, Rick, I need to move on. I appreciate you calling that in, though. You beat me by a day, a preemptive strike, and it's just as well because it is an important story to get out there.
Yes, sir. Free Henry Kalapa. Good night.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Rick. Okay, well, we have one other caller, and it is none other than Dave from Massachusetts. We're going to bring Dave up here right now. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Michael. Let's see. You know, I was kind of... to talk about the Catholic Church situation, Michael. But you know, when I was holding, I was away from my computer, Michael. So I was listening over the cell phone. So I called in right away. But I was listening during the first break, to Lee's Fountain of Youth and
mm-hmm.
so on. You know, you understand, Michael, that when I came and visited you in Washington, I had just spent over a month out at Lee's Fountain of Youth.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know I spent well over 100 hours in Lee's Fountain of Youth?
Well, that's a lot of hours.
Sure is, yeah. A minimum of four hours a day, and many other days I was in it for 6 hours a day. So I'm way over 100 hours in Lee's Fountain of Youth. But anyways, Michael, I've had all the blood work done and in hematology, and I've had them do it 3 times just to make absolutely certain. I just want to say that if anybody wants to contact me, I might put something up on my web blog. But basically, Michael, I think you know, I learned about Lee's Fountain of Youth from Rick Adams' show, and Lee used to be a guest on Rick's show all the time. But I think, Michael, that Rick just cut me off to because he knew I was going to come back and I was going to be reporting in. And I think that's why he had his Dr. Hatchet man start attacking my credibility, that I was never a cab driver and all this. But I'm not going to let poor, very sick people, desperate people that have been given a date with the Undertaker. And I'm just not going to, I don't care if I'm not even allowed on RBN. I mean, I'm not going to talk about this on RBN, but I just want to say that I've got the truth about Lee's Fountain of Youth. And if anybody can handle the truth, if anybody out there can handle the lies, get in touch with me. Any sick, desperate people out there.
Well, Dave, let me just say something. I don't know the whole story on Lee's Fountain of Youth, but you know, you have to keep in mind that when there are these alternative therapies, they don't always. Well, we're going to a break here, but I'll just say this before we go to the break: these alternative therapies don't work for everybody. So, you know, some people find alternative therapies work very well for them. Others find that they don't. So I wouldn't be so prepared to write him off just yet. Hang on for the break, Dave.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave evidently is unhappy with the treatment he got when he went to Lee's Fountain of Youth. But, you know, Dave, I can't help but think back about Harry Hoxie and the Hoxie clinics that he had here in the United States. He had an extraordinary success rate in treating cancer, but he didn't treat everybody successfully every time. And he himself ended up dying of cancer. My good friend Maureen Salomon, who was an advocate of alternative cancer therapies and cancer cures, Maureen herself died of cancer, you know, and if there was anybody who knew anything about natural and homeopathic and holistic treatments, it was Maureen. And so you're never going to get 100% success rate, and there are going to be a lot of people who are going to come away from whatever treatments they take, either unhappy with the treatments or just convinced that they didn't work and that it was a mistake. So I'm really hesitant to condemn Lee's Fountain of Youth just because your particular experience didn't satisfy what you wanted.
Well, I'm really not condemning, Michael, but I'm just saying in legal terms, they call it consciousness of guilt. And I had a very close relationship with Rick Adams. I called in his show every night. But as soon as he found out that I was out there in Lee's Fountain of Youth, he suddenly wouldn't take my calls, wouldn't return my emails, just completely. The truth of the matter is, Michael, you know, Lee is completely innocent in this. Poor Lee, he rolled his four-wheeler back in the 90s. He almost died. He had massive brain trauma. They had to remove part of his brain and everything else. And his family, it's so sad, but he's never been the same since this massive brain trauma where he almost died and everything. But Lee is just the sweetest, kindest, innocent man in the world, and he's almost, if there's any victims in this thing, almost it's Lee himself, you know. So I'm certainly not condemning Lee. It reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, Michael, where Dorothy accused the wizard of being an evil man, and then the wizard said, "Oh no, I'm not an evil man. I'm a very, very good man. I'm just a very." Or Dorothy accused him of being a bad man. He says, "No, I'm not a bad man. I'm a very, very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard." Well, that's how Lee is. He's a very, I think he's about the nicest person I've ever met in my life, really. But
well, you know, as I say then, it all comes back to the fact that, you know, you can't always get, you know, perfection in any kind of medical treatment, whether it's a standard medical treatment or whether it's an alternative treatment, because all of our bodies are different. And they all require fine tuning, you know, and so that's the thing. I think you kind of just, in this particular case, you just have to recognize that your particular treatment didn't achieve the results that you wanted, and maybe there's some other treatment out there that would be better for you. I mean, and I don't think you can't hold Rick Adams accountable for what did or didn't happen when you were getting the treatment out there at Lee's Fountain of Youth.
Michael, don't you think Rick Adams should be able to handle the truth?
Well, I think Rick does pretty well, but I mean, I don't understand. I don't quite understand what your problem is with Rick vis-a-vis Lee's Fountain of Youth.
Well, you know, he didn't want me to report in, Michael. He had his Hatchet Man, Dr. Hatchet Man, smearing my reputation and my credibility and everything, and it's despicable the way it was handled, you know.
Well, Dave, I tell you, I think maybe the best thing to do is just, you know, let this thing pass and seek out a treatment that will work for you, because that's what it's all about, trial and error. That's the history of medical treatment, for better or for worse. All right, well, I hear the music. That means this hour is up. We will see you here tomorrow night, folks. God willing, stay tuned.
With recent internet